State election officials have announced that the special election to fill the seat being vacated by Representative Jason Chaffetz will take place November 7th, the same day as municipal elections. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Utahns interested in running for the 3rd Congressional District seat have from now until May 26th to declare their candidacy with the Lieutenant Governor's Office. After that, the candidate field will be set by June 30th, the day Chaffetz is set to leave office. If enough people decide to run, which appears likely, a primary will be held August 15th, also the same as the municipal primary date. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox and Elections Director Mark Thomas outlined the timeline during a press conference on Friday. Thomas says coupling the special election with municipal races will be the fastest way to fill the seat.
And so in this case, trying to match it up with the municipal election not only makes it easy and consistent for voters, but it also allows the ability to have some cost savings.
Leaders of the Utah legislature have loudly objected to the governor proceeding with a special election without first convening lawmakers for their input. Asked whether the threat of possible litigation from the legislature would taint the process, Cox says no.
In this job, we get sued a lot, it turns out. We understand those threats of litigation are out there. Again, our job is to run an election.
Cox says they want to ensure elections are free and fair and open for all voters of the 3rd District, which stretches from Salt Lake to Provo and all the way to San Juan County in the southeastern corner of the state. For those wishing to bypass the caucus convention process to get onto the ballot, Cox says they have the option of gathering 7,000 signatures, but have less than a month to do so. That deadline is June 12th. For voters, the deadline to register online or in person is August 8th. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.